From the Texas Veterinary Medical Association in Austin, Texas, this is Veterinary Vitals, a podcast that focuses on current news in the Texas veterinary profession. I'm your host, Audrea Wood. Today, we have a special treat. To wrap up the year, I wanted to hear from veterinarians and paraprofessionals about how they find joy in the tough times. I asked them, when life is hard, work is overwhelming, and you're feeling low, what brings you joy in your job? What keeps you going and reminds you of why you got into veterinary medicine? Here are your answers.
I'm Dr. Robert Leonpacher, a veterinarian that still works part-time. My identity is I am a veterinarian. When people ask me how long ago was I practicing, I say I am still practicing part-time, although I am 90 years old this month. Because of the love of the work, the mental stimulation I get from doing it, the interaction with wonderful pet owners, I don't plan to give it up soon. In fact, this is my birthday month, and I am now renewing my license and my my professional liability insurance.
This is Dr. Tanisha Crocker. I am in Fort Worth, Texas, and I find joy in veterinary medicine by remembering all the pets that I was able to help and save and all the wonderful people that are attached to them. And it's an added bonus that I get to work with an amazing team that has a huge heart for animals and for people.
This is Tracy McAdoo. I'm from Houston, Texas. Some days being a veterinarian is exhausting and frustrating or even sad, but there are always the cases that remind you why you chose this career, cases where you're able to make a life-saving difference for your patient and their owner. But when these cases are rare, I rely on the camaraderie and shared passion of my colleagues. I find great joy in the work of the foundation supporting our veterinary colleagues and our communities. Being part of TVMF makes me proud to be a veterinarian.
Hey, Audrea, this is Jayden Bailey from Eastland, Texas. And I would say what brings me joy in veterinary medicine or when times are tough is knowing that the work that we do, we're helping people by helping their pets and or animals. And I think that's just a really important part, whether, you know, times are tough at the clinic or our clients are having tough times. We know that the veterinarian and their staff are there to help them through that. And the veterinarian leads their clinic and through those tough times. And I think that is the real joy, is we're really in this to help the people. Yeah, we all love animals. We love taking care of them. In my case, love fixing broken bones and fixing ACLs and doing surgery for people that are in binds. But in the end, we're helping the people because they love their animals and their pets so much. We can be there as an advocate to help facilitate that human-animal bond. And so I guess that would be my answer on what brings me joy is knowing no matter what day it is, whether we're all having a bad day or not, in the end, if we're doing a good job, we're helping people by helping their pets and helping their animals. And I think that is what brings us joy. So I appreciate it. Thanks.
Hi, this is Dr. Will McCauley. I'm in College Station, Texas. And I'm calling to record an answer to the question, when times are tough, what brings you joy in veterinary medicine? Well, it's tough to put into words, but I still get a great deal of joy from being a trusted authority to a lot of people in my personal and professional life on different topics due to my educational experience, including vet school. the depth and the breadth of the knowledge that we veterinarians get exposed to and soak up in our many years of school is so useful in terms of the level of understanding and critical thinking skills I'm able to bring into play in situations involving science, medicine, public health, and 100 other sectors. My grasp of the science behind what was going on during the pandemic and my ability to effectively communicate this info to people in my circle was, well, joy-inspiring, I guess. The ability to hold my own in complicated discussions during times of crisis and uncertainty was a skill I honed in vet school, and for that, I'll be forever grateful to this profession. Thanks.
My name is Leanne Tibbetts, and I serve as the Chief Operating Officer of the Texas Veterinary Medical Foundation. I've been in this role since 2011, and I love what I do. Growing up, I thought I wanted to be a veterinarian, and while my path took a different turn, working for a nonprofit solely dedicated to the profession has definitely been the next best thing for me. I get to work alongside a great team of coworkers and an outstanding board of trustees where I have the privilege of bringing to life their strategic vision of supporting the veterinary profession. My involvement in the foundation has provided me with really cool opportunities to directly contribute to the well-being of animals. And the satisfaction that I get from knowing that my efforts have a tangible and positive impact on the lives of both animals and their owners is really amazing. The role that I get to play in enhancing the health and welfare of animals is not just my job description. It's become a personal commitment that adds a lot of meaning to my work and has really afforded me a purposeful career.
Greetings. I'm Dr. Deb Stone from Austin, Texas, and happy to share my perspective concerning when times are tough, what brings me joy in veterinary medicine. Well, during some of my most challenging times, I find the power of connection to be most helpful. Being intentional about connecting with friends, neighbors, colleagues, and family, including our pets, helps to remind us that we don't have to process the challenges all alone. Another extremely helpful construct to practice, and it does require practice, is self-compassion. Self-compassion is not the same as compassion fatigue or burnout. It involves giving ourselves a break and not beating ourselves up when things don't go like we had planned. So connecting brings me joy, and practicing self-compassion helps magnify the joy and improves my overall well-being. I hope you'll explore these for yourself. Thank you, and here's to a wonderful new year.
Thank you to everyone who participated and called in. I hope you feel encouraged and reminded of all the people in the profession who love and support you. Now, let's take a look across Texas and the veterinary profession and revel in the accomplishments of our peers. First stop, Texas A&M University School of Veterinary Medicine. On the morning of July 22, 2023, well before the sun lit up the Brazos Valley, vehicles started arriving at the Texas A&M University System Rellis campus. This marked the beginning of Operation Border Health Preparedness, an annual exercise hosted by the Texas Department of State Health Services. The Texas A&M Veterinary Emergency Team gathered for this readiness exercise, an opportunity to test their preparedness for disasters and provide medical and veterinary care to underserved communities in South Texas. Throughout the week, the team, in collaboration with the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service Disaster Assessment and Recovery Team, set up a base at Raymondville Early College High School. Tasks included erecting tents, pet-proofing classrooms, and practicing with the team's medical records system. Texans eagerly awaited veterinary care for their pets, and by the end of the first day, the vet team had served 119 patients. The week-long effort in Willacy County, historically one of the poorest in Texas, resulted in a record-breaking 1,022 veterinary visits. Dr. Wesley Bissett, veterinary emergency team director, emphasized the community's love for their animals and the team's honor in providing essential care at no cost, thanks to generous organizations like the Banfield Foundation. 16 doctors of veterinary medicine students from the School of Veterinary Medicine and Biomedical Sciences joined the veterinary emergency team, gaining hands-on experience in disaster response. Dr. Deb Zoran, a professor of small animal medicine and veterinary emergency team founding member, highlighted the unique learning opportunity for students. The veterinary emergency team rotation course, taught by Dr. Zoran, offers a 2-week experience covering preparedness and response with OBHP falling on a response week. You can learn more about the veterinary emergency team's rotations in the Veterinary Vitals episode with Dr. Zoran. If you haven't heard it yet, I definitely recommend checking it out. Daniel Martinez, a fourth-year veterinary student, shared his experience, emphasizing the sacrificial efforts of clients in the impoverished Rio Grande Valley. Despite financial challenges, pet owners brought their animals for essential care provided by the vet and DAR. The vet's collaboration with DAR plays a crucial role in logistical support, allowing the vet to focus on veterinary care. Rachel Bauer, liaison to Texas A&M AgriLife Extension, described DAR's responsibilities, including generator maintenance and guiding the public. Dr. Monty Dozier, program director for the DAR team, emphasized the meaningful connections built during OBHP and the importance of the partnership with the veterinary emergency team. Dr. Bissett and Dr. Zoran expressed gratitude to generous donors, estimating that the care provided during OBHP, valued at $400,000 in a traditional veterinary clinic, was made possible by donors who recognized the importance of accessible veterinary care. The success of OBHP reflects the synergy of teamwork, dedication, and community support, making a positive impact on both animal patients and the people of South Texas. Thank you to everyone at the Veterinary Emergency Team, at OBHP and DAR for all of their hard work. Here's another great story from Texas A&M. When Jackie, a 9-year-old former explosives detection canine with the Texas A&M Police Department, was diagnosed with mammary cancer, the veterinary team at Texas A&M Veterinary Medical Teaching Hospital stepped in to provide her with exceptional care. Jackie, described as a once-in-a-career dog with an incredible work ethic, worked alongside Officer John Browning until her retirement earlier this year. Jackie's routine checkup at the VMTH revealed small nodules in her mammary glands. Dr. Shelby Gasson, a third-year surgery resident, explained that most of the tumors were benign, but one was a low-grade adenocarcinoma requiring surgical removal. Despite the challenges, Jackie's care team successfully removed the cancer, thanks to early detection. Texas A&M's report on this emphasized the importance of regular checkups for intact female working dogs like canines, as it allows veterinarians to monitor and address potential health issues, including cancer. While spaying is a common preventative measure for mammary cancer, it may not be suitable for working dogs due to its impact on behavior and muscle tone. With more than 70,000 students and a large campus to secure, Texas A&M University's police force includes canines like Jackie, who played a crucial role in explosive detection at events like home game days. Jackie, donated to the department by Canines for Cops, underwent extensive training, excelling in mobile odor detection by tracking scents through crowds. Despite Jackie's successful surgery, her proximity to retirement age led the care team to recommend an early retirement. We are so thankful for the dedication of canines like Jackie and their crucial role in campus safety. Jackie's exemplary career and successful cancer treatment underscore the collaborative efforts between law enforcement and veterinary professionals to ensure the health and well-being of these hard-working animals. Jackie is certainly well-deserving of an early retirement. Way to go, Jackie. In another update, a research team led by Texas A&M School of Veterinary Medicine and Biomedical Sciences Gastrointestinal Laboratory, has announced a groundbreaking diagnostic test, the Dysbiosis Index, also known as DI, designed to assess chronic gastrointestinal dysfunction in dogs. The DI, validated using the microbiomes of 296 dogs, is hailed as a valuable diagnostic tool, distinguishing between acute and chronic GI dysfunction and detecting non-GI disorders. Published in the scientific journal Animals, the study outlines the effectiveness of the DI in identifying dysbiosis, characterized by the loss of healthy bacteria in the gut microbiome. Dysbiosis is crucial in understanding shifts in the microbiome away from normalcy, and the DI facilitates the prediction of these shifts. Dysbiosis is crucial in understanding the shifts in the microbiome away from normalcy, and the DI facilitates the prediction of these shifts. Licensed through Texas A&M and IDEX Laboratories, the DI is now available through the GI Lab and IDEX, offering clinicians a fast, cost-effective, and reliable test to evaluate the health of the intestinal microbiome in dogs. Dr. Sung, a member of the GI Lab team, expressed enthusiasm for this tool. With over 10% of new veterinary visits related to GI disease in dogs and cats, the DI aids veterinarians in distinguishing between acute and chronic GI dysfunction, informing appropriate management strategies. The DI's focus on dysbiosis is particularly relevant to chronic GI dysfunction, which affects approximately 2% of dogs and requires a distinct clinical treatment approach. Dr. Sue Hodalski, Associate Director of Research for the GI Lab, explained that chronic GI dysfunction leads to permanent changes in the GI tract, necessitating long-term management through diet and other tools. Defining what is normal and abnormal in the microbiome landscape is a challenge in microbiome research. The DI is efficient in differentiating between normal and abnormal bacteria health, aiding veterinarians in diagnosing acute or chronic GI dysfunction. The GI Lab's collaboration with the Purina Pet Care Research Excellent Fund facilitated the validation of the DI. The researchers expressed gratitude to Purina Pet Care for supporting efforts to enhance diagnostic and interventional research on the gut microbiome. Looking to the future, the GI Lab intends to explore various directions, including using the DI for screening donors and fecal microbiota transplant procedures. Additionally, the team aims to develop tools for early detection of GI diseases, ultimately advancing veterinary medicine into the future. The introduction of the DI as a reliable diagnostic tool marks a significant advancement in understanding and addressing chronic GI dysfunction in dogs, promising improved diagnostic accuracy and informed treatment decisions. Congratulations to everyone over at Texas A&M's GI Lab on this awesome advancement. Now let's head on over to Lubbock and see how the new veterinary school at Texas Tech is doing. Texas Tech University's School of Veterinary Medicine students have actively participated in providing veterinary services to a unique and impactful organization. Just a short distance from the school lies Peaceful Valley Donkey Rescue, recognized as the world's leading donkey rescue located in San Angelo. Founded by Mark and Amy Myers, Peaceful Valley Donkey Rescue began as a project for their sons to learn responsibility in animal care, but evolved into a significant initiative to rescue donkeys. Today, their headquarters in San Angelo spans 172 acres, and can accommodate approximately 1,000 donkeys at any given time. Carolyn Arnold, professor of equine surgery at the School of Veterinary Medicine, leveraged her connections with Peaceful Valley to create an exceptional opportunity for students to contribute to the rescue's mission. According to Arnold, this collaboration allows students to enhance their skills while simultaneously enhancing the welfare of the rescued donkeys. While Peaceful Valley rescues domestic donkeys subjected to abuse, neglect, or abandonment, they also extend their efforts to wild donkeys. Mark Myers highlighted their collaboration with various organizations, including the National Park Service, U.S. military, and NASA, in rescuing non-federally protected wild donkeys. In May 2023, faculty, staff, and the inaugural class embarked on a 4-day journey to San Angelo. During this trip, students engaged in a common veterinary procedure, castration, assisting Peaceful Valley in its mission to improve animal welfare and enhance the donkey's suitability for adoption. The success of the initial trip prompted a second invitation in October, solidifying the School of Veterinary Medicine's commitment to hands-on education and community service. Students, under the guidance of faculty, honed their surgical skills during these trips, contributing to the castration of hundreds of donkeys. Luis Morales, assistant professor of general veterinary practice, emphasized the unique learning opportunity for students, describing it as a one-in-a-thousand opportunity. The partnership allows students to develop surgical skills in a field setting, providing them with valuable experience. The School of Veterinary Medicine prioritizes supporting the veterinary education and service needs of rural and regional communities in Texas and New Mexico. Through initiatives like the collaboration with Peaceful Valley, students receive a world-class hands-on education, preparing them for real-world challenges in veterinary practice. Dr. Walker Brooks, a rural veterinarian, commended the partnership, emphasizing its significance for students aiming to practice in rural areas. He highlighted the exposure to intense, fast-paced rural medicine, providing students with a glimpse of conditions they may encounter in their veterinary careers. Community involvement is a core value at the School of Veterinary Medicine, and the collaboration with Peaceful Valley exemplifies this commitment. Looking ahead, the School of Veterinary Medicine anticipates future collaborations with Peaceful Valley, aiming to provide ongoing opportunities for students to contribute to the rescue's mission. Mark Myers expressed excitement about the long-term relationship, emphasizing the mutual benefits of the partnership for both the school and Peaceful Valley Donkey Rescue. Lastly, a long-standing legal battle over telemedicine regulations in Texas seems to have come to a close. In August, a federal district court once again supported the provisions of the Texas Veterinary Practice Act, emphasizing the necessity of an in-person establishment of a VCPR. This decision follows repeated challenges from a Texas veterinarian who contended that the requirement infringed upon his First Amendment right to free speech. U.S. District Court Judge Fernando Rodriguez Jr., in his August 15th ruling, stated that the statutory requirements in question represent a content-neutral regulation of speech. He affirmed the Texas Board of Veterinary Medical Examiners' authority to enforce the law, which mandates the physical presence of veterinarians when establishing a VCPR. The court's decision received praise from AVMA President Dr. Rena Carlson, who acknowledged the state's interest in safeguarding the public, preventing animal health risks, and curbing the spread of zoonotic diseases. While the AVMA advocates for telemedicine as a valuable tool, Dr. Carlson emphasized that it should only be employed after an in-person VCPR is established. Under Texas law, a licensed veterinarian is prohibited from practicing without a VCPR, necessitating a physical examination of the animal patient. Enjoyed this special holiday episode of Veterinary Vitals. We at TVMA are wishing you all a safe and joyous holiday with your loved ones, and we'll see you in the new year. I'm your host, Audria Wood. Thanks for listening.